guess they're going. They're starting early?
Maybe this, they are doing some sort of pre thing.
Oh. So they're doing 10 minutes of pre?
Whoops. I guess.
All right,
here weird.
This venue is so big, it's actually become the sixth largest theater in the state of California.
Theater.
And this is just like X-Play. My favorite thing was the people that used to sit right behind him and dance awkwardly.
Yep. I want to see somebody accidentally flop a wiener out.
Yeah, because, you know, accidental.
What are they going to do about it? Nothing.
We'll be getting a first look at the games to play for years to come.
Yeah, they're, for whatever reason, the volume on their site is low, which is no big deal. We'll be able to hear it. You can hear that, right?
Yeah, I can hear that.
All right. Okay, they're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Okay.
Are you still sharing the screen with me?
Yes.
Because I lost that.
Oh, that isn't good. Really?
I wasn't sure if you stopped sharing it or if it.
It looks like it share. It stopped caring that it shared it.
Okay.
There,
just
should have it now.
Nah, we're good.
Is it there now?
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
Using the hashtag BE3. So send us your comments, and if
right.
we answer
all right,
your
all right.
Yep.
Freaking geez.
Let's get our social media out there.
So this is the. While Morgan Webb explains things to you, we'll explain to you that this is recorded for the Boop Show, for the audio folks. I hope you enjoy this. The video part will be on YouTube after we're done, and of course, we're doing this live. This is going to be the Bethesda presser. I already did the EA one this morning with Patrick Beja, but not this time. This is me and John Jagger hanging out.
Well, hello.
Also, last year you were here doing this with me.
Yeah, we did this one last year.
I think
and,
it was.
And poked fun at Doom, a game that I ultimately ended up really loving.
Yeah, we were wrong on that one. I think everyone thought they were right, and we're wrong on that one, though. So, to give us some credit, we weren't the only ones that were worried about it. Also, we did the... Didn't we do the PC one? The PC gaming one?
Yeah, we ran that gauntlet.
That was a shit show right there.
That was real bad.
No offense, Day 9, you were the best part. Wasn't you, man. You were great. But that AMD commercial every 5 minutes in the disguise of guests who are on the show, that was pretty weird. All right, what do we got here? Is this new? It's probably Dishonored 2, isn't it?
I think so. Have we started? This is it? We've officially started?
I guess they're going, dude. They started
early. This is the Far Harbor for Fallout 4.
Oh.
Here's a trailer for DLC you can buy right now.
Oh, this is like, this is out. And clearly the PC version. Looking at here.
Yeah.
The draw distance is far too far. The fog can do a number
on you. That man. You all turned
around. Yeah, we're all soldiers now. Far Harbor has a right to the truth. Hey, that robot man's still there. The robot detective guy. What was his name?
Nick Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it? Did I get it?
That is correct.
Great. I win the trivia.
I believe you are correct.
Now show me some more content. I actually heard some stuff about this DLC that made me really want to get it.
Is it supposed to be good then? Like real good?
Well, I don't know if I want to say it. It could be a spoiler. But let's just say they pose a question about the player character that has not been posed before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I thought that was pretty good.
So, chat room, I know the video is slightly behind the audio on this, not us, but the Morgan Webb part. That sometimes fluctuates. It's a weird OBS thing. I will try to rectify it as time passes. It's a little better now, a little more synced. There we go. All right, so I guess they're really not starting. This is more like, hey, you get you go out and buy the stuff we already got out there.
Here's some stuff you can get today.
Today. It's the world of tomorrow today.
Also, I lost the screen share again.
That's wonderful. Why is that happening?
We can skip it if you like. I have it open.
I don't know why that would be. I'll try it one more time. If it loses it this time, well, then maybe they win. The terrorists win, but I'm going to put it on anyway. There we go.
They did better than me, so you guys should get ready to get jealous.
We're getting ready to get jealous, Morgan.
I'm ready to get jealous.
Okay, so we got some workshoppy business.
Yep.
Okay.
What's this?
What are we watching? Is this someone making something?
Here's how to build a house. Attach door. What? Attach two-headed cow head.
Oh,
give dog a home.
That's great.
I like that he's so happy. He's just like, finally.
Yeah. This just poofed in out of nowhere. I will now make it my home. This was my least favorite part of the game. I didn't really enjoy the base building part. I like the home building part. I don't mind that, but I don't care to be like defending it because I don't like tower defense, basically. And that's what they were forcing me to do. So
I never felt like anything snapped together the way I wanted it to. Like I tried to build a house.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is looking pretty good. And then I moved like an inch,
yeah.
And I realized there was about a foot gap between the southern wall and the eastern wall. And yeah. I said, well, all right, I'm bad at this.
I'm glad they didn't force that, though, you know? Like, they didn't really make me do it. Had they done that, I would have had a hard time, I think.
All right. I think this is true for many, many people.
Yeah.
I love the setting of Fallout 4, especially, you know, in those denser parts of Boston.
What's the point of that, though?
Fallout sci-fi.
You can build shit. We already knew that.
And I always remember just how awestruck it was.
So why are they...
We're just buying time.
Why are they... But why are they telling us that again? That's super weird.
Yes, the great...
Oh, look at this guy behind him.
Hi,
I'm on the... Hi, Mom.
So happy I didn't know I was going to be here between Morgan Webb and Adam Sessler.
I can feel the sexual tension between them. I knew it was always there.
Are you filming me being filmed by them?
I stepped inside the Massachusetts State House just to, like, maybe pick up some aluminum and some...
Oh, my gosh. All right, over-under, while they're talking about nothing that matters, over-under on the PC gaming show, whether or not... Blizzard shows up again and shows something, because they did last year and it was mostly hero stuff. I feel like that was kind of a poop show and they probably won't do it again, but what do you think?
I don't think they're going to be there. I think we had heard maybe that Blizzard was going to be there before, and I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Dustin Browder specifically said, currently no plans, but sometimes they surprise him.
Okay.
So
I'm guessing no then.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
I think a lot of people saw that show and said, oh, maybe we don't want to be there.
They saw that and went, oof.
maybe we don't want to be in an AMD advertisement.
I really hope they can fix that this year because I really wanted that to be cool. It seemed like a nice thing to do with all the console attention these things always get.
Yeah.
Sessler's starting to look like the Mr. Clean guy.
He does. He should get ripped and then just show up at people's houses.
Yep. All I ever think about when I see people presenting, and they do a great job, don't get me wrong, and anybody who's up there in front of cameras having to be the focus of this stuff, hats off to them all the time. But you know what I think about?
What?
I hope Adam Sandler remembered to poop before he went on the air. Because now
Adam
he's got
Adam Sandler?
I mean,
specifically
Adam Sessler.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sessler.
Look, it's the guys from X-Play. I wonder what Adam Sandler's doing right now.
I hope he remembered to poop.
Yeah. Did you remember to poop? Adam Sandler? It's my best Adam Sandler doing a voice.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
No, it's not an impression you want to be able to do.
What's shaking, Bacon, that just said?
This looks totally different than the last time I played it. Did they added stuff?
Yeah, there's new stuff in there. I gave up pretty quick. I found it. I knew that it had no real end for me. Like I was just gonna do this until I didn't want to do it anymore. So I decided to not want to do it sooner.
That sounds like the right way to go.
Yeah, wasn't my bag. And I like look. Little dudes running around on a screen, making them do stuff. I'm in. That's great. That sounds like video games. What do we got here? Oh, what? Oh. You know what I kind of want to get? This reminds me of that. Is the mech armor. Or not the mech armor, but the mech upgrade at DLC for the third... what's the name of the game? Something 3? Dude jumping, doing stuff 3. Version 3 of the... Frick. What's it called? Chat room, help me out.
What's the game?
What's the name of the game? Something 3. Guys, shoots a lot of stuff 3.
Shoot stuff? What do you do in the game?
Jumping around, shooting a lot of things, breaking them, destroying them. You're a guy in like South Africa or South America, and you're like, You're always shooting down towers and
Far Cry?
No.
What is Red Faction?
Just Cause 3.
Just Cause. That's the one.
Daughter's over there reminding me. They have a new mech expansion where you get to ride around in a mech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of interested in that.
Seems like a good game to have a mech in.
Yes, it's Duck Hunt 3, Wicked Kitten 13. That's exactly it. Goodness gracious. All right.
Dog's Revenge. I liked all the guesses that we got from the chat.
It was pretty good. They're
always
good at those.
Dude Jumping Doing Stuff 3 is my favorite.
That's pretty good. Hey, their blue cards have notes on them. Look at that. I'd keep those there. Adam's eyes are wandering. Don't need him.
Yeah, don't let him read your cards, Morgan.
Yeah, looking at your thighs.
Keep those cards to yourself.
Keep them over there, see? Mirror. He has a pink tie. That's great. All right, let's go. Let's do this. Let's get to the deal. It's 8:03.
I still can't stop looking at what, like, Guy McGavin in the back is doing with his girlfriend.
What do you
He's
usually,
really hamming it up for the camera.
What do you usually call that guy? Guy something. Whenever there's a dude McMahon or whatever. Is that what Guy McMahon? Is that it?
Guy McMahon.
I love that. Your stereotypic action video game hero should always be named Guy McMahon.
Oh, Guy Manning. Is
oh, Guy Manning. One. That's it.
That's another one I used.
Guy McMahon's not bad.
Hey, Guy Manning and his girlfriend. They've come to E3.
What are they doing now? What is this?
Oh my gosh! I need to stop watching because it's just gonna keep bugging me. Put them all in one room to build a really uncomfortable Hellspawn mixer, or you can do a lot. And you can do a little. Okay. You're doing it, Guy Manning. You're doing it.
Yeah, that guy's killing me. There are way more options than I imagined. Look at her laughing. She's loving it. Film noir adventure. Oh, honey. However, I am actually sad to report. What's he gonna do? I'm nervous. What's he gonna do? Stop it. He's got to stop clapping. Oh, stop kissing your hands. If you're listening at home, I apologize, but there's this dude wedged between our hosts that will not stop hamming it for the camera.
Yeah. He's really just enjoying his time in the middle there.
In the spotlight. His 15 minutes has never felt so hot.
Yeah, they're officially late now. I mean, that's not a surprise. Hey, it's E3. Press conferences are going to run late.
Maybe that's why they started early-ish, was because they knew they'd be yapping a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. What?
I do understand you've been spending a bit of time with The Elder Scrolls Legends, which is the strategy card game based in the Elder Scrolls universe that Bethesda first announced at last year's showcase and is currently in closed beta.
It is. So back in late April at PAX East.
He's a little tiny person, by the way.
Is he?
He looks tall here, but he's not.
Does that mean he's like my height?
He's shorter than you, is my recollection. I'm not sure, but I'm trying to remember. It was actually BlizzCon like 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe, and he was just there. And I think at the time he was working for Revision 3 or somebody. And I'd never seen him in person before. And part of the problem is I'm 6'4", so I assume everyone's my height when I see him on camera.
Right.
So he comes running up to say hi to everybody, and I felt like I was meeting Peter Dinklage for the first time. And I mean, no offense to anyone. It's fine. It's just took me aghast. Oh, here we go. Their Hearthstone competitor game. Needed to play
your cards. Digging this. All right. Two sides. Got called lanes. Looks very Hearthstone-y.
Oh, they have lanes. Some lanes have special conditions that
alter the field of battle. But how's it going to compare to Gwent?
Yeah, how will it do against Gwent? You win. Well, some nice animation on it. You know what? I'm fine with the games learning from what Hearthstone does well, which is like big, explosive, cool feeling moments. And then making games like that. Your
choices. Yeah. And a little luck
can tip the scales. I'm actually kind of interested in this.
I mean, that's how games like Hearthstone get made. Blizzard is a very iterative company, so you can't get mad at people trying to iterate on them.
Yeah. Okay, so they got a story mode, some skirmish mode, versus arena, solo arena. I assume you open cards and get excited about them, and then you pay for more if you're weird.
If you like cards, you're going to want more cards.
If you're used to the Hearthstone card management interface, it looks like they lifted it.
Again, we have amazing heroes like Archer.
And again, I am not saying any of this is bad, people. I think it's good. This is good iteration. I'm actually kind of excited about this. Because I'm not that great of a Hearthstone player, but I, in theory, I like card games. So, we'll see. Hey, they changed the guy out.
Yeah.
Or does he just have a different shirt on?
I think maybe he just changed his shirt. He still seems super excited about himself, so I think it might be the same guy.
He just got bro-fived by his buddy next to him.
I know.
I think I hate the guy. I think I hate the guy right there.
He's become the story of this. I can't even pay attention to them because all I can think about is what this guy's doing. And now she's hamming it up.
Yeah.
She's just as bad.
Yeah, she's not. You're enabling. So ever since the launch, they have really explore the lore that we've all loved in other hold his hand. Games. Don't.
For example, they picked
right.
the Gold Coast of Cyrodiil for Dark Brotherhood. Like Vatch,
which 400 years later. I won't want them to get up, pull their mic, rip their mic off, and go over there and punch him in the face. Not to get too new
to the place or not that flirting with his buddy.
Yeah, look, look. Exactly it's like we're gay. That's funny. That's really funny.
We would like to take a moment to say hello to all of the Bethesda fans around.
I just want to see the guy behind him just lean in and go, cut it out.
Yeah, knock it off. Hey, a-hole. Just stay there, and if you take your shirt off one more time, I may have to punch you in the back of the head. All right.
And earlier today, we got to chat with some of the gamers here in LA who lined up to see the show.
Gamers!
I don't want to see any of this. I want to see the actual thing.
All right, here we are.
We told these people to cheer as we ran past them with a camera.
Here we are in these, this empty parking garage.
Look at that guy. He's casual.
The showcase, and that is a big motivator. I know people to get here early, get their seat right.
These are
right,
my
right
people, man.
Yeah.
Looks like Nerdtacular in there. But let's better understand some of the hardest core Bethesda fans. All right.
Hardest core.
All right, now you couldn't have a showcase like this without some amazing cosplay. Now you helped build this.
You can't.
You can here's a person in a Neon Genesis Evangelion shirt.
it took us forever to make this Tenderizer. About a day to make that.
What is that?
I love that game and I love the Keeper. Everyone
what's the game? Boxman, the Keeper?
Oh, what is that game? It was that horror game. The Evil Within? Is that it?
Oh, really, really. That's a character with a safe on their head and stuff growing out of it?
I guess. What spoke to you about it? You know, Silent Hill's got Pyramid Head. 2 days to finish the Evil Within. This game has a Safeway.
It has keep your important documents and money orders here. Man,
what do I do with the safe? Well, you put stuff in it. What kind of stuff? Stuff you value. I value organs. I put it in the safe.
I value my enemy's intestines. Put them in there. Okay. We have a deal.
Well, actually, going back to Dishonored 2, I mean, now we have
Safe Head. Grown up
Emily Coleman. Oh, I desperately want them to get started. I want to hear about new stuff. Doing Emily. I started the scarf last year, and I've been thinking about we already celebrate this part.
Celebrate it every day.
We're fans. We play these video games.
Nice. Maybe for PAX.
Is that a sideburn deal he's going with? That's cool. Next year, but look at that. It's going to get
done. Yeah. Right, well, I'm
really looking forward it comes out of nowhere. It's like a twister from the sky. It's like a big, you know, like, oh no, drive toward it. Guy from that HBO show's name I can't remember.
Is that a cow?
Hudson? I can't remember. Oh, what's this?
Dishonored 2.
Okay.
I like Unless Dishonored it's, they just decided to preview Dishonored 1 again.
I liked that first game. I liked it okay. Were you a fan? Did you try it?
I liked it every time I played it, but for some reason, I just never stuck with it.
Hmm. That's not the first time I've heard that, not criticism, but that estimation of what that game had. Well, they still get that weird look to everybody.
Yeah, that guy's ears were dangerous.
Yeah. Somebody's up. She's Assassin's Creed, the Creed of the Assassin.
I'm gonna play as Mike Fassbender.
It's the year of the hook. The year of the grappling hook, dude.
Grappling hooks are coming back in a big way.
Big time.
Not since Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight mods have I been this excited about a grappling hook.
That's right. Everybody wants to be Roadhog. Roadhog.
I really have high hopes for this game. I loved the art style of the first one.
It's cool.
I don't know.
It's cool. I'm excited about it. Also, I think second sequels to video games are often the best.
Yep.
So, I have high hopes for this. I have high hopes for the new Watch Dogs. Okay, I've seen this. Where have I seen this? This is an old
trailer.
Last
year, I think this was the trailer that they showed.
They're showing this again, then?
I think we're still in pre-show for some reason. Perhaps we had too much content and trivia. Maybe we've gone a little late.
I'm gonna agree. Oh.
She's being attacked by General Grievous.
Two of them. Alright, oh, easy. Okay. Yeah, this is all familiar because I saw it last year.
Yeah, she gets the last one with a little sticky electric bomb thing in the elevator.
It totally is General Grievous.
Her grappling hook is like, it's not really a grappling hook, it's like a weird sleeve, like a magic sleeve.
She has a grappling sleeve.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. Oh, look at her with her grabbing unit. That's cool.
Man, if somebody did that to me, I would
be upset. Yeah, actually, I mean, you know what I like about it is the world feels really unique and different. Like, it's just a weird world, you know?
Yeah.
And I want more of that. Where I don't feel like I'm predicting it all.
That's a nice understated term. Well, yes.
They've moved. This is great. This is great news. They're now on the stage. That makes me think we're beginning.
They got NFL coach size headsets. We need to call an audible there and get number 48 out of the game.
Let's run a blitz. I don't know if that's a thing you do.
Yeah. Is it? That's a football thing to do?
We need to run a football play.
Need to push that ball to the thing.
End zone.
I shouldn't pretend. I know all the football rules. I'm sort of pretending. But still, they look like football coaches. It should say Motorola across her microphone right there.
That would be really good. I do like it. I like the idea that they're out here just controlling everything.
Yep. She's very tall, as you can tell.
Yeah. So the city's car. I like to imagine he's standing on a box just to keep him in frame. I don't know if it's true. I doubt it's true, but I like to imagine it.
Anyway, it's based on Mediterranean, southern
Mediterranean. I really like both of them.
I like both of them a lot. Yeah, I'm not making any real fun here. I like them a lot. I think this is a hard job, no matter who gets to do it. I was talking to Patrick about this earlier. Like, being on stage to present anything, especially if you're like some indie developer showing off your game for the first time, must be excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of that, not only all of those eyeballs in the room, but all the eyeballs watching at home. I mean, on Twitch alone, it's 300,000. On YouTube, it's another about that amount. And then the scrutiny of the gaming world alone is enough to make you want to run and cry.
Yeah.
So, I don't envy any of that. Part of this.
Yeah, and they seem to be doing a fine job.
Yeah, they're fine.
They look like real people, not like the EA guy, who I'm not convinced is not going to play the devil in an upcoming television show.
You mean the main EA guy that came out and talked?
Yeah, the main guy. He was very glossy and plastic.
Yeah.
And
he was like a villain.
He looked sinister. Yeah. He's a sinister gentleman.
I'll tell you, Mr. Bond. You entered the wrong home today.
The accent didn't help.
No.
I have a sneaking suspicion that we're going to see a lot more Dishonored 2 tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I have one of those sneaking suspicions as well.
That's a lot of talking, though, dude.
All right, guys, the showcase is about to start, but we will be back in an hour with exclusive interviews and new info.
Nope, no box. Okay. I was hoping.
So they're done.
And follow along on Twitter, at Bethesda, with the hashtag.
Oh, look, they have 20 seconds to what?
To the show begin.
To 20 after the hour that they were supposed to start?
Right, they're timing me. I'm getting excited.
Show starts at exactly 7:17.
Six, five,
four, three, two, one.
All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Oh, it's time.
Oh, that wasn't great at the end there. Oh, look at this.
This press conference runs in DOS.
Will it support the Microsoft mouse?
Oh.
Shut up.
I like what I'm seeing.
Shut up. Okay, this has been long predicted, so maybe we're getting a Quake sequel for real. Or a Quake redo.
I really hope so.
Oh, shit. This looks like Quake to me. Where's your 9-inch nails?
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's definitely the Quake guy. Did you see his helmet?
Yeah.
All right, they're making Quake.
But is it going to be an arena-style Quake, or is this going to be a single-player-style Quake?
It better
probably
be...
both.
It better be... If it's that team doing Doom and they're doing another campaign game like that, I would be all up in that, man. Oh, rocket launcher. There's too many other arena shooters, though, you know? Like, just to be that. It has to be more than that.
Waiting for the eyeball that's running around on legs. That's what I want to see.
This is very... I'm getting an Unreal vibe, too, which is ironic since they're competing, or they've always competed in the past. Oh.
What you looking at?
Oh.
Oh, yep, there's that guy with the weird face.
Yep. And they just calling it Quake? Oh, Quake Champions.
Quake Champions.
It's a MOBA. It's a MOBA. All right,
I wonder what kind of game this is going to be.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Studio Director of id Software, Tim Willits.
One of the few remaining id Software people. He's like my age now.
Good evening, and welcome to the Bethesda E3 Showcase. Yes, Quake is back.
Yes! We did it!
The game that defined competitive multiplayer is back and better than ever. You know, it's hard to believe that 20 years ago, Quake was first released. And, you know, if you'll excuse the pun, the aftershocks can still be felt to this day.
Can
Quake
they?
Set new standards for multiplayer.
Sure.
I'm not excusing him the phrase. Forget it.
Yep.
Yeah, he is wearing a V-neck t-shirt, chat room.
20 years later, Quake still plays the globe.
Don Johnson, man.
Annual gathering QuakeCon, which will attract this August tens of thousands of people to Dallas.
All right. Are you waiting for a clap, or what are you doing there, buddy? I want to hear more about the games. We know what happened 20 years ago. We played the hell out of that.
To be standing here today to announce the next chapter of this great game.
Is it Quake Champions?
He's waiting for a
clap.
Oh,
it's Quake Champions.
He was waiting for a clap. We already know. They told us already.
We saw a trailer.
Quake Champions is a competitive arena style.
These are so bad sometimes. They're so hard for me.
Whether you are
forgive me, people at home. I can't help it. I have to let it out.
Quake Champions will give you the challenge.
It's okay to poke a little fun. We're excited. It's okay to be excited and poke fun at the same time.
Now, do you think this is a MOBA?
High-end performance is critical.
That's what I'm wondering,
I'm
too.
I'm literally concerned about that a little bit. I don't want another first-person MOBA. There's too many of those coming out or have come out.
Quake Champions will be fast, with amazing graphics running at 120 hertz with unlocked frame rates.
Yes. Yeah.
Please hold for applause.
Heart-stopping action that will keep you on the edge of your seat as you fight.
The six nerds who love to hear the phrase, and I quote, "unlocked frame rates."
Yeah.
Badass characters. Let me edit your eye and eye fire.
Diverse cast of warriors, each with different attributes and unique abilities.
So,
what does that sound like to you?
Sounds like maybe they want to take a shot at Overwatch.
Sounds like it to me. I mean, we're biased, we'll admit it, but I just feel like there's a lot of effort out in there right now to match what that's doing. And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. If they think they can bring something different to it, let's see what they can do.
Yeah, let's see it.
Bethesda will be supporting and expanding competitive tournaments and leagues beyond QuakeCon.
and we'll have more. Although it would be nice if they would just come out sometimes and be like, we're doing our version of Overwatch.
Just be honest about it.
They go through so many ways to try and describe what their game is. It's an arena with unique heroes. Vice President of PR and
Marketing, Pete Hines. Oh, great. The PR and marketing guy. So this will be the straight scoop. We're not going to hear any kind of hyperbole or markety talk at all from the marketing and PR director. It'll all be just raw-ass info about a game.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. As Tim said, we have intense even look more about to show on Quake Champions this August.
He has a, at QuakeCon. Is the guy in Happy Gilmore the bad guy?
Oh, yeah, Shooter
McGavin or McGee or whatever.
Yeah. He does look like him. I was going to say he looks like the dude from RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
But then I realized I would also, this would be the second E3 presenter I'm comparing to a television devil.
Yeah. I love a good TV devil, though.
It's just concerning to me.
I love a good TV devil.
Millions of you watching online around the world, thank you for joining us. We plan this showcase just like we make all of our games for you. Now, last year, our showcase kicked off a big year for Bethesda, one of the biggest in our many years of making games. So let me mention...
They should be congratulated up and down for what they did with Doom.
Was released on console and became
what and it's uniquely theirs. I think that's what I like about it. It isn't just some derivative thing.
Yeah.
But...
We launched Fallout Shelter, the very first mobile game from Bethesda Game Studios.
That made a lot of money for them.
Instant hit,
yeah.
Of multiple
it was enormous.
Game of the Year awards.
Like, I forgot the number, but it was like creeping up on better than Fallout 4 and 3 combined or some crazy number.
That's insane. Well, and they did the cool surprise launch of, hey, you can play it right now.
Yep. But doesn't that scare you just a little bit?
And now Fallout 4 is bringing like if you're, a little bit, yeah.
If your Fallout 4 mod, or sorry, mobile game makes more money than the game it's based on, it makes me worry about what they really want to make and then make money on.
Well, but let me ask you this. Does Fallout Shelter gain the amount of buzz and popularity to make those kind of numbers if we don't live in a universe where Fallout is getting made?
That's a good point. Well, certainly not. Right? You can't have one without the other.
Right.
But like EA, most of their money makers are all mobile games now.
The response to all of these games has been amazing. And your enthusiasm,
you know, how much motivation do you have to keep making Madden every year, which costs you hundreds of millions to make, or would you rather just make a mobile game that'll make you hundreds of millions and cost you hardly nothing to make in comparison?
I mean, that's what Konami did, right?
Yep.
That's what we saw them decide.
Yep.
I said last year, I am a huge fan of these games. I play them.
It's multiple fans.
I'm a huge fan of these games.
He's all the fans.
I'm very excited about Hearthstone. Excuse me, Legends. when I first started playing Legends, I was really impressed.
And some great gameplay. The story.
And Jaina says I'm here to help or whatever. Does she say I'm here to help in Hearthstone? Or she just say that in Heroes?
I think she just says it in. I don't know now. Oh. I don't play enough Hearthstone to remember.
I thought she says I'm here to help, but I could be wrong.
Is this going to be a new trailer for a card game?
It's a fractal generator for your screensaver. Nope. The Elder Scrolls show us what was. Oh my gosh, it's also motion graphics just like the Hearthstone ones.
I feel like this is what they showed us last year.
Might have been.
I remember a motion graphic. Well, I don't remember the owl, I guess. Maybe the owl's new. Enemies are massing for another attack. We must play cards with them to stop them.
I must play a strategic hand to win. What do you think, Tiger Person?
I feel I must tell you there's something wrong with your eye.
I peed on your sleeping bag last night. I'm not housebroken. What? What?
Okay.
The video's still going, so that isn't us. That's them.
It's Hearthstone Legends, everybody!
Yay!
Available now.
Well, shite. What happened? I make sure that's not me. Yeah, that's not me. Well, oh, there we go.
Oh, we fixed it.
That was a poor moment.
Thanks, Owl. The Emperor fled north, leaving Cyrodiil to the invaders. This is the story of a forgotten hero. Laps on fire.
Hey, what's going on?
Is it hot in here?
Check it out, Owly.
I love the idea that he named his owl Owly.
Yeah, Owly McAlley over there.
Owly McBeal.
That's even better. Owly, what's the, hey, what's your bird's name? Owly McBeal. That's pretty good.
He's a lawyer, Owl.
You haven't seen before. The choices you make define your approach and unlock all the depth the game has to offer. A two-lane battlefield provides more variety and strategic depth. Players make decisions to change the cards they want to improve or add to their decks.
Fiery
imp. Full single-player campaign.
Did my screen go away again?
It did.
Or other players in both is what you're watching okay?
It is. I think it's a little behind you, but I think it's good.
All right. As long as you know, as long as it's not driving you completely mad. E3 this week
will be letting even more of you. It's like watching an old Godzilla movie. The lip sync's just a little off.
Create an account and sign up, and
I don't know why Skype's being weird.
Also tonight, we're very pleased to announce that in addition to PC and iPad, Legends will be coming to iPhone, Mac, and Android tablets and phones later this year.
I thought he was going to say right now.
Right now. It'll be today.
Today.
Wait. He's all platforms
said,
later this year?
About Legends as it brings together a franchise that I love and a new genre. And
all right. I won't lie, though. As much as I know this is a response to Hearthstone and them wanting to cash in a little bit like they did with the MMO market, genuinely excited about it. I want to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. And it'll be free to play. He didn't say that, but I'm sure it will be. Of course it will be.
Welcome here to Bethesda Game Studios.
Oh, it's Todd Howe.
He's the best. He's the man.
He is great.
Since you first heard about Fallout 4 at this very event. And thanks to you,
he's something like
our most popular game ever, but one of the industries. It is simply
I don't know, he's like one of the
and we're incredibly
he's like one of the game legend like people that you see come out and like really represent. Like he's one of those dudes. And of course
mods. He reminds me of, like, the mini-me version of Mike Morheim.
Oh, yeah, he's like a little Mike Morheim.
Like, we decided we needed a world with another Mike Morheim, so we cloned him.
Like
here he is.
Mini Morheim.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Elevators, Amorax, and more. Track kits.
What do you think of this ball?
Oh, look at this. This is worthless in the apocalypse. Are you kidding? Are they putting all this in the game?
I guess.
Like I'm kinda
seems mean.
I'm kind of into that.
I created a machine that drops teddy bears on this person.
How can we get popular YouTubers to use our game more? I know. All kinds of weird shit.
Teddy bears. Ooh, if I build my own vault, do I get to pick what horrible experiment I'm going to do to my vault dwellers?
It's all in your head, though. You have to just imagine it. Ooh, you can experiment on dwellers.
Oh, perfect. They're doing it.
Yep. They're giving you what you want. Vault Tech, July 2016. What else are we getting? Boy, they really are expanding on the game. I'm impressed, actually.
Yeah.
They're not just letting it lie there. I need to go finish it. I didn't finish the main story.
I think I made it to the baseball city.
Oh, I got further than you even. That's weird. You usually
beat
me.
I didn't meet Nick Valentine. I was on the quest to find him. I got distracted.
That's a great segment of that game. I don't remember what happened to him, though. Nuka World.
Ooh. It's like Disneyland.
Okay, I'm into that. That looks great. I need to play it more.
Of course, we didn't just announce Fallout 4 last year.
Uh-huh.
We also announced and released Fallout Shelter, which over 50 million
they really want to push mobile, I'll bet.
Have downloaded and played.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you that's why that card game matters more to them than anything.
Kind of bridge the gap, do a little bit of both.
Yeah, and Hearthstone money is something to be reckoned with, so.
Yeah, I don't even recognize half this stuff. This seems crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I missed. Maybe they've updated the hell out of it. Or
they're saying.
Whoa, that was weird. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, your mic went weird, but you're back. You're good now. I don't know what
we hope
was.
You're as excited as we are about all of the stuff coming to
Blame
Fallout.
Todd Howard.
We want to thank you again, not just for your
I like when a guy can call things stuff
year,
on camera. But your support I hope you're excited about all this stuff.
Really it's stuff, and it's good.
Also, his ring is really
there's
loose.
Something else, though, that you've been asking us about.
Oh, he's doing a one more thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been working on it.
Shut up. Oh, you know what it is.
Yeah.
It's the remaster. So here's your PS3. It looks fine.
Oh my gosh.
PlayStation 4. Oh, that means this is a remaster then.
Yeah, so they PS4. Cranked it up though. I thought we were gonna get, you know, what equates to the PC looking version.
Wow. So here's your Xbox One. Now show us PC. Remastered art and effect. No PC? You're not even gonna show us?
They're like, no, you already downloaded a mod that did all this.
Oh wow. New water. Every video game wants it.
We have the best water.
Other games, it's weak. And they're gonna have mods on consoles. Wow, they're really going deep. Oh, you know what? I'd play Skyrim again.
I know, it's such a good game. Another one. I love that game. I've sunk more hours into that game than I think any other game in my Steam library. Have not beaten the main story.
Like, beaten the main line story? Yeah. I think I may have gotten close, but same thing. I just did so much stuff that was on the side or whatever. Boy, that's got to piss off the modders that were doing, like, complete overhauls of that graphic engine.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. You guys are the greatest. F off.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm very excited to be here tonight.
Oh, this is French, dude.
Studios, the makers of Dishonored.
He's got a big sneak button right on his chest.
He also has a face like the characters in the Dishonored series, which is totally fine. It's fine. But I wonder if that has any impact on the design. Like, are there guys in the art department going, come in here and sit in a chair? We are going to draw your face.
Or did he just look at the faces and go, that is not what their faces are?
Yeah, or they looked at the faces and went, you guys are in trouble. You made my face again. You bastards. Too close to release. I'll get you next time. Where's my sneak shirt?
Oh, he touched it. He's going to sneak. I can't see him anymore. Where'd he go?
Took the lead on Dishonored 2, so he went to France and Lyon and worked with the team over there.
Meanwhile, he's so much cooler than me that I'll ever be.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's a badass. Like, he's so cool. He's good looking. He's smiling. He's got a French accent. He gets all the ladies.
Yeah. He's got a sweet sneak shirt. I don't have that. Wish I had that. Built on the values that are so dear to Arcane. Although it looks like the sneak can peel off. Like, I'm not entirely convinced that you can't just, like, pull that back. I don't know. There's something weird about it. It's freaking me out.
Like Superman 2, he could pull it off and throw it at you?
Yeah, he could capture Zod in it.
Yeah. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2032. What? What's this? You have a 9 a.m. appointment with Alex in his office. This isn't Dishonored. Is it? There is no
duration set. I don't think so. This doesn't look like it. M.U.
This looks CGI, so that's fine. It's fine.
It's Monday, according to the television.
And that guy looks it too. Good morning, Morgan. Today is Monday, March 15th. Good morning. I walked through 300 miles of shit and came out clean on the other
Roundhog
side.
Roundhog Day, the game. Oh, his eye got red.
Uh-oh, red eye. Good morning, pink Morgan. Eye. Today is Monday, March 15th. Good morning, Morgan. You've got pink eye. Good morning.
That's why you gotta stop putting poo in your eye, Morgan.
The male penguin takes care of the egg when the female leaves. Holy shit. What have we got going here? This is cool. See?
Ew, that looks like something you stick in your eye. That's gross.
I like how weird it is, though. What is this?
I'm digging it so far. This looks all right.
Super cool.
Good morning.
Hello, Morgan.
Now he's Emperor Morgan of the.
I wish I could say that was the last time I saw Andy Dufresne. My red eye in the mirror. All right, what's this called? This is laser eye.
Sneak.
Sneak. Oh, Prey. What?
Prey.
They're redoing Prey? So Prey 2, Prey 2, which got canceled. This is Prey now.
This is the new Prey.
You awaken aboard Talos One, a very special.
You awaken aboard a furry alien looking Death Star.
He's subject of an experiment meant to alter humanity forever.
Looks like he has a Cheeto stuck to his face.
This connects to the original Prey, a tale of a Native American fighting alien. And you are
now being hunted. Portal before Portal came out.
You dig into the dark secrets of Talos One and your own past.
He looks like he's got a you know, kicks. Mom's like kicks for what kicks has got, or mom, yeah. Whatever. That looks like a kick stuck to his face. He just didn't quite get finished this morning.
You just peel it off and take a nibble of it.
I'm genuinely excited to see more about Prey.
I'm Marty Stratton, yeah. Executive producer of Doom and id Software. Last month, we had the privilege of releasing one of the most
iconic that opening is so good.
Yeah.
To fans around the world. We challenged
freaking
F. We made you all think it was going to be bad, and then it was awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, our fans, for making the Doom launch such a tremendous success. It's been amazing.
It's a great game. It makes me want to go play it right now. Do you hear they're bringing the multiplayer back in-house and reworking it? So it was third-partied out.
Yeah.
You continue to inspire our team.
Oh, maybe they're talking about this now.
Last year, we told you we wanted to put the power of creation in the hands of...
I can't remember. Anyway, the deal was that I think what they're doing is bringing it, taking it from the third party back and doing it themselves, which could be really interesting.
In the coming months, we're excited to be supporting Doom Snapmap with free updates and even more ways to play. We'll be delivering new construction modules, including hell visual themes, as well as new props, objects...
We heard you wanted to play in hell. We're gonna let you.
Look forward to new logic options and functionality, like the ability to create true single-player experiences with features like the popular weapon wheel found in the campaign.
How about you don't switch the melee button in multiplayer? That'd be nice.
That would be kind of nice.
Do you notice that? It's super annoying.
Yeah.
Two new modes, including a uniquely Doom variant of One Flag CTF called Exodus, as well as an all-new multi-zone capture and hold mode called Sector. Later this summer, we'll turn up
Sector. It's named after a Mortal Kombat character. Sweet.
I'm gonna wait for Doom Cyrax.
These modes will be free to all players and playable on any existing
Doom Goro.
Also next month, fans can look forward to our first premium Doom DLC pack, Unto the Evil. The first DLC pack includes three new multiplayer maps: Offering, Cataclysm, and Ritual.
A new Cataclysm, Wrath of the Lich King, and Pandaria.
Doom Pandaria is going to be awesome. Those pandas don't even know what to think.
With just a month passed since our launch, we hope you've only
I don't want a multiplayer map.
I don't either. I want the continuation of the
that
single
story
player.
Is so good. It's so good.
I mean, they ended it with a to be continued, essentially. They might as well.
I mean, I'm 100% sure there'll be a sequel, but I think they're genuinely surprised by how well everything went.
That's enjoying Doom, and again,
I think they weren't
the
sure.
For making it
Everyone looks relieved to me.
Doom has received
they like it.
From critics and players alike for its fast combat, over the top demons, and amazing graphics.
Over the top demons.
It is known for.
That's now, what I liked.
I'm going to play bass for Over the Top Demons next summer on tour.
I really liked the new Doom. My favorite part was the Over the Top Demons.
And in a nod to that tradition,
he just referred to people in the audience as youngsters.
Gosh, dang it. For free. So, starting tonight, you can download and play the first level of Doom on Steam, PS4, or Xbox One for free.
Well, that's why they call you the PR dude.
Yep, he's got it down. He knows what's going on.
Yep.
But we want everyone to have a chance to see why Doom is one of the highest rated shooters ever. So if you love super intense action or you just
I thought he was going to say if you love Super Nintendo. I really did.
He was too. You're not alone. I was like, I do love Super Nintendo.
I do. Are you bringing Doom to Super Nintendo?
He is plugged into what I want.
Max Online Studios, the you're not just Online the king of PR, you're the lord of ideas.
Now I see you out there. You like Super Nintendo games.
I see. All right, what we got here?
Thanks, everyone.
This is better already than EA, by the way.
Yeah, it is, actually.
This week is the 1-year anniversary of the launch of the Elder
Elder Scrolls Online on Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
We're still making it.
As we were launching the game this time last year, I was a little busy and I wasn't able to be here in person. But I made sure I was here this year to tell everyone what's been happening with the Elder Scrolls Online.
All right, what's going on?
From the console launch last June to the release of three critically acclaimed DLC games.
I sometimes want to get in and play.
ZeniMax Online have been really.
It is one of the few MMOs I never actually bought. I played in the beta and never ended up getting into it.
I own it now. And I don't remember how I got it. I think somebody at ZeniMax sent me a copy, and I played a bunch, and I thought, this isn't bad. And then I just, I don't know, something happened. That may have been right before Warlords, actually.
Yeah. That tends to be a thing that happens. I don't think it's intentional, but something comes out right around a WoW expansion, you're like, yeah, this is real good. I'm going to go play WoW now.
Yeah.
Who have been exploring this enormous world of Tamriel. Let's take a look at some of the highlights.
Sounds like some employees are in the audience.
I work on that game.
That's right. I answer phones.
I mean, I think it's a cool looking game. Like, it's kind of badass looking, and I want to play it, but I don't know if I want to level and grind and shit.
Yeah.
It's not in the mood.
But 34 billion monsters have been slain.
That's a lot of monsters.
Think of all the monster slaying that you haven't done.
I haven't. Well, I've done a couple of monsters in that billion, in those billions. 3 billion gold paid in bounties. What was that?
Hold on. Alright. Poor mud crabs.
No. Wow. Poor things. Is this PvP?
Oh, that looks cool. Yeah. I'm into what's going on there. That guy's getting lifted.
It's a sky anchor or whatever. Oh.
That guy's having a bad day.
That was rough. It's just a really nice looking game.
It does. It has a really good look to it.
I mean, part of me wishes that's what, you know, WoW looked like.
I think it had the unfortunate problem of, you know, it came out as a subscription MMO, which...
At a time when that stuff was on the outs and...
And it came out really close following Skyrim. Yeah. And I think a lot of people were just like all about Skyrim. And then it's here's something that took place before. And
it's kind of watered down. And yeah. And it's not really the same.
I'm very happy to announce.
Please enjoy it.
June 23rd, we'll be expanding internationally by launching Elder Scrolls Online in Japan. We look forward to welcoming these fellow adventurers to the exciting.
That's right. Well, I can't wait for those three people in Japan who give a shit. It'll be American guys teaching English over there.
One of my favorite moments in any RPG ever was a Dark Brotherhood quest.
I don't think the Japanese like Western RPGs. I don't think they like them.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine, because I tend to not like the... Yeah, Japanese RPGs.
I'm not big on JRPGs either.
It's a sensibility thing.
In the Dark Brotherhood DLC, you'll travel to another location.
I love the Dark Brotherhood quest line. Did that whole thing.
Almost universally the best stuff in the Elder Scrolls games. It's my favorite part of Skyrim, favorite part of Oblivion. Probably my favorite part of Morrowind. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I remember loving that game, but I don't remember why.
Yeah.
Or what happened. But.
I just remember I lived there for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother, send your child unto me, for the sins of the unworthy must be baptized in blood.
Oh. It's dead. Stop.
The Black Sacrament Initiate.
The Black Sacrament Initiate.
For murder.
It's badass.
Yeah.
Like, they got the rogue thing down better than anybody else, I think.
They really did.
That whole archetype is so much better in the Elder Scrolls games.
The part where you got locked in with the corpse lady. They're, I mean, like, deity.
It doesn't work in WoW for me at all, because those guys are... Ooh. Ooh. Man, MMO, dude.
Just reminded me Game of Thrones is on.
And know this. Tamriel, no one is safe.
From your creeping behind the unit thing. Oh, gosh, right in the armpit.
Gosh.
Good lord.
Now I really want to play this game. I didn't know it had this much stabbing.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it. That's not a thing you have to buy either. I think that's just an update. So the way that game works is you pay... I'm not sure about that. You pay your $50 for the game or whatever it costs, and then you just play the game.
I think so.
So it works like...
PC players are already having fun around Tamriel and learning more about the mysterious
Guild Wars 2. So can't wait to see what happens like that. So maybe you pay for that.
Get to experience the Dark Brotherhood this week. But that's not all. A core philosophy in the Elder Scrolls.
And someone at home is probably yelling at me right now in the chat about how it's been on PC for months. I don't know. I haven't followed it.
Such as the Justice System and the Champion System. And we're about to make another game changer. Tonight, we're announcing One Tamriel, marking another major evolution of gameplay in the Elder Scrolls Online. With One Tamriel, all characters will be automatically leveled to content in the world, allowing them to freely group with anyone they want, and also to explore the vast world of Tamriel with no level restrictions. This means...
What does that mean, though?
I was going to say, I don't know what that means, but it seems okay.
All content barriers are gone, and there are no restrictions on alliances or questing. From the moment you get out of the tutorial... The entire game world is open for you to explore freely. You can go wherever you want and play with whomever you want.
This can
is
I
the
solo?
First time this has ever been done in a multi-platform RPG. We'll think you'll love it.
I'm actually really excited about that.
Seems all right.
That's just Skyrim is what they're giving me.
Yeah.
Tamriel will be coming to the Elder Scrolls Online.
Instead of like, I can't go to that zone, it's level 50.
In closing,
instead, I can go to that zone and that stuff will scale to whatever I need it to scale to. Like Diablo style.
It's level 1, I'm going to run right up to the final boss and stab him.
Damn it, I'm going to play it.
Oh, they got you.
They got me.
They got you.
They may have actually gotten me, at least till August.
I won't lie, I'm tempted. It's a bigger buy-in for me because I actually have to get the game, but I'm certainly tempted.
Don't do it until I may have something in my inventory, so don't do it until I check.
All right, cool.
Because I may have it. If I do, you can have it.
We're done here in the hangar. We're just going to keep the showcase going.
All right.
Those of you watching,
thank you, PR man. He glitched.
Our pre-show hosts, Adam Sessler and Morgan Rabb, will be back to take over the stream, and they'll bring you exclusive interviews and more information about all the games that we're talking about here tonight. Here in Los Angeles... We built an interactive space over on the other side of the lot. We have a chance
interactive
to
space.
Learn more about our games, play some of them, and meet some of our developers. Over there, there is also food, drink, and to make sure it's a real party, we have a
the big features of the press conference. They announced food and drink.
We will drop their new album, California, in a couple of weeks, and you get to hear them live tonight as they start their summer tour. Now we have another treat for you over there as well. A chance to experience the latest in virtual reality from Bethesda.
Three hot dogs from 9 to 10.
Weren't expecting that, were you? Now, the first time anyone experienced modern VR was at E3 2012.
The hell's that
there,
word?
And lucky
I expand VR.
Getting to play Doom 3 BFG in our booth.
They won't let me on public transportation as a result.
By the way, quick update. This has nothing to do with what's being said right now by PR face. The internet is telling me via Twitter constantly that I'm going to freak out by what happens on Game of Thrones tonight and will only put a hashtag that says Wienergate.
Oh, man.
Yep. So imagine what that must be.
You can take a virtual tour.
This is the best news.
Totally unique look at the
ooh, VR walk through hell.
And true next-gen rendering from our id Tech 6 engine. In addition... We think the greatest promise of VR...
And John Romero's head will be in there.
Welcome to VR.
Hello, I'm John Romero's head.
...will be first-person open-world RPGs. So we have Fallout 4 for you to play as well.
What?
Really?
Yeah, but how are you moving around?
Check out the iconic Red Rocket Tri-Combat. I'm telling you, with a Pip-Boy on your arm, a
sounds
dog by
like
your side, a gun in your hand,
it's maybe it's just
incredible.
Segmented areas of the
tonight,
game.
We're pleased to announce that Fallout 4 will be released in 2017 on the HTC Vive platform.
Wow. I still need to know how you're moving in it.
And if you thought survival mode was an intense way to experience Fallout, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You... Ain't seen nothing yet.
We're headed with VR, where you can expect us to remain a leader, offering our games on the very best platforms you choose. So be sure to check it out.
Will I have to buy it again, or will you pump? Will you give me VR capability in the game I already bought?
On what they have planned, Adam.
Or will I have another $50 to spend on top of the $7.99 for a Vive?
Experience that you guys are going to get to see.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I also have not bought into VR yet, and I don't know when or if that'll happen.
I'm hesitant until I am convinced that I have to have it.
Yeah.
And right now I just don't.
Now,
like, not at $800. Like, if it was a $300 proposition, I'd go, well, sure, yeah, let's do it. But it's $800.
I think PlayStation has the best chance to get me, because if they release a more powerful version of the PS4, which we know they're working on, and they bundle it with VR, and they say, hey, buy this package, you're going to get the better PS4, you're going to get VR, all of that, I would be tempted to do that.
I would be as well. That we think you are
going to want to see. Oh, one more thing.
Last year, we announced that a sequel to Dishonored was in development, marking a new chapter to the game of the year from Arkane Studios.
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to show the sequel to the sequel.
Is this the... Are they at the end already? They can't be at the end. They only started 45 minutes ago.
Sounds like they're wrapping it up.
It's going to be a very special game, one that lives up to its celebrated legacy and then goes way beyond. To tell you more, please join me in welcoming the creative director of Dishonored 2, Harvey Smith.
John Romero. Oh.
it's always John.
I want him. I want him to come out and go, I'm coming back.
Wow.
Just...
Thanks, Pete. Hi, everybody.
I've had a bad 20 years. I'm coming back.
Just keeps running his fingers through his hair on stage. And mobility giving you many different pathways and
approaches. When the original Dishonored was released, so sad. I don't like being... Everyone's wearing these things and it just makes me sad. You discovered moves and
combinations of powers that we didn't imagine. I, for a very brief moment, thought he just said discovered boobs.
I've just discovered boobs. I'm Harvey Smith. Which one more than I've discovered boobs.
Discovered boobs.
They're great.
All right, everybody.
I'm digging them. They're awesome.
I'm into it. So tonight, all of you, for the first time, we're going to show you the game. All right, gameplay this year.
No trailer from last year.
I'm going to see some high-quality gameplay murder.
This was a last-gen console game, right? So graphically, we should be looking at a pretty good upgrade.
Yeah, it was one of those games, though, where I think the art style really propelled it to look better than the gen it was actually on.
Yeah, I agree. I'll do some Foley work where it's needed.
Ezio Foley.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Empire of the Isles, a rich Victorian-inspired fantasy world with a distinct style and an exotic cast of characters.
But
this cop man,
this wide-shouldered cop man. Karnaca, the jewel of the South.
Our approach to world creation is very layered. Captain Mask.
Captain Mask man. Ooh, fish place.
With a well-realized culture. It's based on the people living there, the work they do, the architecture.
Welcome to the blood sewers.
Even the food and songs.
It's got a nice look. I won't lie.
I wonder if they still have the guy who was the architect behind City 17 for Half-Life 2 working on the team.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, because that was a big part of who designed the city in the first one.
I loved that.
Yeah, it looked really good.
It still holds up, I think, as a just a really memorable thing.
In order to bring Karnaca to life, we've created a custom game engine designed to support our signature art direction and level design. We wanted Dishonored 2 to resemble a painting in motion.
Oops.
So we've given considerable thought to our lighting.
Oh, that movie missed out on two opportunities, by the way.
Yeah.
A job's done moment. Because if you're going to have a murloc, do a job's done moment, okay? If you're going to go that, or have a fish bobber in the freaking river, if you're going to go there, you can go job's done.
That's a good point.
Number one. Number two, that Universal logo should have morphed into Azeroth. It pissed me off.
Yes, 100% with you. I was expecting it, and then I was let down.
Yeah, if you're going to do that for Waterworld, what good are you? Come on. So lame. This is a pretty game, assuming this is in-game. Probably PC footage or something.
Yeah, this looks really pretty.
Yeah.
Really, really pretty.
I'm into this.
In crafting spaces for you to explore, we've got several creative
Oh my gosh,
roles.
The cards are enormous. We want the environment to feel coherent and complete. Look at those cards!
Where do these characters live and how do they get to work?
Why, they're the size of iPads, I tell ya! Way that makes sense.
Where do they take their breaks? I'm not digging these bugs.
Are they birds or bugs? Oh, they're bugs. Yeah, I don't like them.
I could do without needle bugs in my life.
What was there do you suppose gameplay wise it's just sort of it was pretty linear. You know, I didn't feel like it was a big open game. So is this any different, I wonder?
Yeah, I'm curious if they're going to try and open it up. It felt like it was kind of open within a linear path. Like you could take a couple different pathways, but it was still going down the same hall.
Oh, that's cool. That reminds me of Last of Us.
Yeah.
Look out, Mushroom Men.
But most of the action takes place here in Karnaca.
Water's nice, jeez.
That's some good water tech.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Your first look at Dishonored 2. Thank you.
If you wanted to see gameplay,
sorry.
Join us next year at E3.
And my dear friend Rafael Colantonio, thank you so much for all the passion you've given the game. In the first Dishonored game, you played Corvo Itano, falsely accused of killing the Empress, the woman he loved and was sworn to protect. And you were blamed for the abduction of their daughter, Emily Caldwin. After escaping on the night of his execution, Corvo is gifted with supernatural powers and dedicates himself to avenging the death of the Empress and restoring young Emily to the throne.
Okay.
As we began to work on Dishonored 2, a single question haunted us. What became of Emily Caldwin? How would her experiences affect her?
And that the developers and couldn't sleep at night.
That and why is the second floor toilet always plugged?
We envisioned Emily grown up.
Those two questions must be answered.
The head of the studio just sits up in bed in a cold sweat. What happened to Emily?
What happened?
What's that smell?
Why is there a giant shit? We developed floating. A vision. So she so she's the protagonist then. She grows up and becomes your lady.
We shared that vision with the world.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dishonored 2 is like set 15 years after the first
15
game,
years
Emily
later.
Caldwin rules the empire watched over by her father, Corvo Itano.
Wait, Corvo?
Oh. Wait, he became king?
Well, I never finished it, so I don't know.
Her Imperial Majesty, Emily Caldwin.
Genetically, we have huge hands. Jessamine? Was that her name?
That's what it sounded like she said, but that's a weird, that's an odd name.
Yeah.
Hello, rugged man.
Sounds like Troy Baker. I think Troy Baker's in this.
You're still learning. Don't worry about the rabble rousers.
Maybe not. Catch the crown killer. That's right. We're all soldiers now.
It does sound like 76 now.
Don't worry, Emily.
I'm going to find out who does him.
Someone throws a grenade at you, I'll dive on it. Sometimes you do. You think I don't know about your nights out on the rooftops? Courage. The ceremony will be over soon.
Royal protector and father. We should have passed a law.
Oh, it is. It's Corvo. Let's all put a rose on the floor.
All right.
That big-eared man is going to have to pick it up in a minute.
The voice actor is Fred...
When an otherworldly usurper seizes the throne, the fate of the empire is left hanging in the balance. Dishonored 2 offers you the choice of playing as Empress Emily Caldwin or the royal protector Corvo Itano. Emily and Corvo are both fully voiced this time with their own perspectives and emotional responses to the events transpiring around them.
Yeah,
he just looks he looks like Penn Jillette.
That's the guy who does Corvo's voice?
No, he does 76's voice.
Oh. Well, either way.
Isn't that weird? That's weird.
That's freaking me out a lot.
Yeah. I should talk to the captain. Oh, now they're showing gameplay. All right. I'll quit looking up 76 voice. This is pretty.
Yeah, I gotta stop looking at his IMDb.
Dishonored is known for unscripted, simulation-driven missions where no two players ever have the same experience.
Literally all of the gameplay we've done so far.
Explore, you penetrate well-defended locations, numerous ways to find and eliminate nefarious targets.
Nefarious or nefarious? Which kind are we getting?
Nefarious in this game. Maybe nefarious next time. Themes,
I'll bet he's pitting out. Or fictional standpoint. Making each mission I would be.
Why he's got his arms locked.
Yeah, he's not going to move.
A little bit more about that. Today we're going to show you the Dust District, an industrial ruin ravaged by terrible storms that hit.
Wow, they are really pushing Dishonored too. I think I'm okay with that though. I mean, it's good to have a big game in the pipe, you know.
Yeah, and it should be good. I think that game has a good pedigree.
Yeah, this looks really nice. Look at that old man. I wouldn't go up there if I were you. He's thinking.
Hello. Would you like me to identify any items for you? Are you going?
Where? Oh, shit. All right. Come back if you need me.
I'll tell you about Diablo.
Everything you see here Mephisto. Is
I like the graffiti down here. Someone came down into the sewers just so they could write, taxes, 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 taxes.
Did they really? I missed it. It said taxes multiple times?
Yeah.
I'd do that outside where people can read it. Oh.
Really stuck it to the man. Wrote that's taxes cool. A bunch in the sewers.
That's freaking cool. That's good.
Yeah, I need more video games that show me stuff I've never seen. That's what I'm into, man. Look at this weirdness.
A cruel security device reinstated by the Duke of Sirkonos.
I'm in the mood for stealth too right now.
Me too. I don't know if that's just the Elder Scrolls trailer now got me in the mood for it or what, but this seems like a thing I want to do.
Like, I might pick up that Hitman stuff eventually. Maybe I wait for all of it to come out, but I don't know what it is. I'm just kind of into the idea right now. So it's basically a hook, but it's also like a quick move, like a teleporter almost, right?
Yeah, I wonder if this is Corvo or if this is her. They look like maybe Lady Hands.
They look like Lady Hands to me.
Maybe Corvo takes good care of his hands.
Ooh. She pulled him down by his wiener.
Well, you know. He's not going to mind. He's dead.
Yeah, that's a good point. What are you going to do?
I love when people peek around corners. It's one of my favorite video game things is just the peek around corner.
This guy's freaked out because Baldi went for a swim. Oh, here you go. What, they had to wait for a storm to come? Oh. Okay, he's dead.
The storm alters visibility for the AI and for the player. A random storm hits and Emily comments on it.
What's that like? That's like...
The new Metal Gear Solid did that a lot.
Yes. Yes, that was the one. I didn't like that. I didn't have fun with that. That wasn't fun for me.
It was fun when it saved you. And that was rare. Where it was just a real bad situation and, oh, you've been saved.
That's a good point. Oh, what you gonna do?
Yeah, this definitely looks like Lady Hands.
Ooh.
Oh, that guy. I think he was dead when you landed on him.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh! What'd she do to that guy? Nothing?
She just bumped into him. He got off real easy. Oh, no, he didn't.
Wow.
I take it back. He didn't get off easy. And then Jason comes after her. And...
Okay, human shield.
Can you not do what you're about to do?
Ooh. Shoot me in the bum.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's exceptionally rude. The overseers
are fighting the Collar Gang for the hearts and minds. It's pretty hardcore, man.
She throws him into a tiny wall and then shoots him repeatedly in the butt.
What is she carrying? Is that a crossbow? Can't see what that is. It looks like a crossbow.
I bet this guy's about to find out.
Here we're going to use Emily's mesmerized power to lull a group of overseers into a stupor, evading combat altogether.
Oh, no, they're not going to find
they
out.
They won't notice Emily or
what is
even
that thing
know,
she made?
That she was
well, that's why they're mesmerized.
look at it.
It's so I like that the dog's into it, too. He's like, I can't even figure this out, and I'm a dog.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, no. All right.
Far reach can be upgraded not only to pull objects from a distance, but also enemies, so you can finish.
How do you know whether it's going to pull you or propel you? Oh my gosh! I think I could get into this.
Which are new, and all of Corvo's can be fully upgraded using entirely new skill trees, giving you the ability to customize more deeply.
He's sleeping.
So wait, you are Corvo then?
No, he was saying that Corvo will also have unique moves.
Oh, it's kind of like the latest Assassin's Creed where you got both girl and dude and they're going to have their own sets of things to do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Wide array of supernatural powers that will dramatically change. Really like that new Assassin's Creed.
We're very close to still need to play it.
It's really good.
It was probably the most excited I've been since the pirate one. But I just
because Unity was such garbage, it just totally fixed that for me. Wait, they have offices and like computers and lamps and stuff? What? And like a projector?
But what are the candle people doing? They're just like sitting there looking at candles all day.
With Emily's domino power, So that whatever domino happens power. To one of them will happen to all of them. They share the same fate.
No way, dude.
Oh, weird.
That's cool.
That's a weird thing.
It's like a voodoo doll. Multiple people voodoo doll. Oh, look at her marking everybody.
Oh, man. This sucks. What a bad way to go.
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
What gotcha? Oh, the assassin killed Jerry.
So she's gonna kill him and then the other two just die?
I think so.
Well, that's amazing.
I think we're gonna find out. Oh man. Guys, you're linked to Jerry.
Oh, they all got Jerry.
She didn't even do it directly. Well, she let a little electric thing do it.
Yeah, that's great. I forgot she put a mine there. Dude, this thing is so weird.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah, that's what my reaction would be too, guy.
Oh my gosh.
You saw it in the announced trailer that we made for the game, and you can fully use it in the game. Like all the powers, it can be upgraded in a variety of ways. With Vice Overseer Byrne out of the picture, the leader of the Howlers will owe Emily a favor, and that's just
yeah, that seems all right, man.
The dust disposition.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Before
is this fall?
Today, we want to demonstrate another signature environment from a mission called A Crack in the Slab. It's another
that was my nickname in high school.
The old cracking slab.
Cracking the slab.
This mission takes place in a ruined manor that's been sealed for several years.
Takes place in
at
a ruined
start,
manor?
The outsider
or in a ruined manor?
That reality was warped.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Like I drank this in a dainty manor. Or yeah. Did I drink this in a dainty manor?
Allowing you to travel back and forth.
We'll never know. We'll never know. Maybe you did both.
Yeah. I drank this in a dainty manner, in a dainty manner.
Yeah. Exactly. I was about to just say the exact same thing you said, and that's not going to do me.
That would have worked. Oh, that's cool.
There's a lot of weird stuff in this.
Yeah,
world.
I like that. I think that's what draws me, because I don't want the same old thing every time. I want something weird and different.
What is this thing doing?
It's like an X-ray fan or something.
Now we've moved backwards.
That's like a portal.
Years into the past,
oh, year. Oh, it's a time travel unit.
All right.
That's
I feel
cool.
Like if I could time travel, winning would be easy.
Yeah. It'll break. That part will break it. Wait, she unlocked it in the past?
Looking through the lenses of the outsider's timepiece, you can see the alternate timeline. This is useful for solving puzzles.
That's pretty cool, dude.
But it can also be used to avoid or take down enemies. You can watch enemies in the alternate timeline and then step through to execute your plans.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm buying
She's
this
not
game.
Even in your timeline.
I'm buying this
poor
game.
Guy.
I'm still getting this game.
This seems super cool.
This is already way deeper than that first game was. This first game was cool, but I don't remember this kind of stuff. What's he doing?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
He's encountered a spot of bother. I don't really know what to do now.
We don't have protocol for when one of us dies.
Also, she stayed in the crappy timeline. That man literally died for no good reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
My team in France, they've worked so hard and they are so passionate about the game and the first game. They're really ready for you to get your hands on it.
Okay, when?
You don't have to wait long.
Oh.
All of you can leave your mark on the Empire of the Isles
tomorrow.
Because Dishonored 2 will release on PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and PC November 11th, 2016.
Nice.
It's not too far.
Nope.
He's right.
But before I go, I've got one more thing for you. This is the worldwide launch of the Dishonored 2 gameplay trailer. You're seeing it here first. Good night.
I'm out. I'm out. That's some tight water. I'm not going to lie. I want this on PC. F my PlayStation.
Yeah.
For this kind of game, I mean. Oh, hey, let's see. Modern alternative music applied to a discordant version of the past. How weird. No video games do this ever.
Well, I really loved the first one they did. They did the What Would You Do or What Do You Do With a Drunken Wailer is, I think, what the song was for the first one. I loved it.
That was actually pretty cool. Oh, you're right. This, I guess it kind of is. It kind of fits here. Ooh. I like the stylized look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it to look like super uber realistic. Oh, this is such a great song.
I wonder if you'll stab
song.
People in this game.
What a cool cover, though. I gotta find the cover for this.
Yeah.
Because it's, what's her name, right? Like, it's, Frank, or, Black Rooker. What's it called? What's the name of the band? Oh, shit. Hold on. I knocked the light over.
Okay.
What happened?
I knocked one of my lights over and it was like tipping over like a timber, like a tree. Okay. That was gonna get ugly. Oh my gosh. What's the name of the band? I can't think. Can't think of the band. Fleetwood Mac. Gosh dang it, that's it. Fleetwood Mac, that's the song.
This looks super surreal and pretty cool.
Yeah, I want it. I'm in. I'm all in on your weird future vision past thing.
When I started to think this was the closing, and I still think it is the closing,
yeah,
I was a little disappointed at the start, but now I'm kind of on board. I think that was a good way to end it.
They outdid EA.
Very excited about Dishonored 2. Can I please have another round of applause for the very shy and took off Harvey Smith?
For the very shy and took off Harvey Smith.
Bye, Harvey Smith.
They've been working their butts off. One of the things
I want to be known as the very shy and took off Scott Johnson.
Whether or not we're going to do a collector's edition. So tonight, I'm happy to confirm
this
that
guy
yes,
reminds me of someone so much, and I can't quite place editions. It.
Yeah, I can't either. Maybe it's last year's E3. I don't remember.
He reminds me of the guy that reminded me of someone last year. Emily's ring,
and it'll be available. You know what? I felt that guy's passion. I could tell that project's something they're proud of. I'm sold on it. And this is already a better presentation than EA's today.
Yeah, I have to agree. It felt like they had more.
Well, even if they didn't have more volume, and they may have, it felt more thought out and detailed and not just, we're doing Star Wars games, here's a montage of us working on them.
Yeah, those videos where it's like, look at the developers working on it, here's what equates to 10 seconds of total game footage if you put it all together, spread out.
Yeah.
Just, it does nothing
games
for
like
me.
Games like Dishonored 2 and all of the games that we've shown here tonight don't happen by accident. There are wonderfully talented, dedicated people working hard every day to build games that thrill and inspire
and spill.
All of us.
Oh.
And I want to take a moment to recognize and thank the entire Bethesda team and all of our studios. So if you take a look, you'll see teams from all over the world who are joining us now.
And these video holographic collector cards. You can own all nine. For their incredible
and dedicated I got cards. The id.
Oh, I got two ids. Someone want to trade? I think some of them are there because they're squealing.
Yeah, I know those people on the TV.
So, from Quake Champions to Dishonored 2. From
I need to know about more about Quake Champions. I don't know what that is yet. The Elder Scrolls Online, Fallout 4, if it is straight up just a shooter, fine. You know, I'd like to know more.
Now, this has already been a great night, and we want to commemorate this moment and give you guys something special to remember it by.
One more thing.
So for all of you here in Los Angeles, when you leave tonight, you'll get a special T-shirt.
All right. Free shirt.
You'll have to line up on a blue wall and for those of you be shot. So,
Adam and Morgan
good luck.
T-shirts to give away, so keep watching for a chance to get yours. And that is everything we have to show you from this stage. So if you're here with me in the hangar, you can head over to the other side.
Is this really
lot.
A hangar?
If you're watching online, don't go anywhere.
You're pretty
Adam
great.
And Morgan are about
That's
to take
cool.
over the second half of the stream. For the rest of our showcase, from all of us at Bethesda, thank you all so much for playing our games and joining us. That's it for me. Have a great night. Adam,
that's
it.
We're done. Let me make it as clear as possible.
Yeah, we're done. We're finished. There are no other T-shirts or items such as those. Yeah, everyone's leaving now. All right. Well, that sums it up.
All right.
I'm gonna mute
Hello,
these
everyone.
Chuckleheads because yep. Who cares about this? So, yeah, I came in thinking I was worried. I don't know why I was worried. I just always think of Bethesda as like a two-game studio, and who cares? And last year, Fallout 4 was a big deal, but it just felt like the Fallout 4 presentation.
Right.
And this felt more like, we got a bunch of diverse stuff happening, and it's kind of all over the map, and we're even going to give time to the MMO everyone wrote off. And I don't know. I just, there's some energy behind this, whereas the EA one today felt like a piece of plastic. Like, it's just so different.
I completely agree with that. There was passion behind this to the point where it was like, okay, you know, I don't play Elder Scrolls Online, but I walked away from that segment saying, hey, maybe I should try Elder Scrolls Online. And mm-hmm. I think that's because they spoke passionately as like, hey, this is why you should give these games a try and give it a chance.
Yeah, and I also came away thinking I want to try that card game. I had no expectation for Dishonored 2 being more than a Dishonored 1 sequel in the strictest of senses, and I'm convinced that it's more than that now. I didn't see anything I'm not excited about. I don't need to hear about what their mobile plans are. I'll be excited if it's a genre I care about.
Right.
But I'm, you know, people that came into this expecting a new Skyrim game outside of the definitive edition were smoking the crack. Because the same team does Fallout 4. There's no way they're ready with that yet. That'll come later. So I didn't even expect that. There's no disappointment for me there because I had no expectation for that.
Exactly.
But I think a definitive edition of that game is a good idea of the first Skyrim. It also is, it's hopeful that includes some other tweaks, maybe some UI tweaks and stuff, because that's a little rough in that game.
It looks better than I expected it to as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. Overall, you know, we've only got these two conferences really to compare to each other, but I think that puts, you know, Bethesda right up on top. I just don't think EA has said anything really compelling today. In fact, EA is making some good games, no question. I think Titanfall 2 looks amazing, and I want to play that bad, and I want that campaign real bad.
Yeah.
And I also think Battlefield 1 looks pretty cool, but it's also Battlefield again, and I've kind of had my fill of that in terms of the multiplayer, so unless they bring something real unique there, other than just looking really, really nice, and it did, that's the only two things that really were there to stand out. Everything else was either we're working on stuff, or maybe you'll get more Star Wars games, or hey, check it out, Madden's still being made, everyone.
Right.
And that wasn't nearly enough for me to get excited as a gamer. So, you know, whatever. Maybe it's just not EA's year, but Bethesda kind of killed it. That was good. It's a good job, guys.
I think you said it exactly. It doesn't feel like it's EA's year. It feels like EA is saying, hey, we're working on stuff, but I don't think we're there yet. You know, it's really hard. I would be super excited for a new Mass Effect. I would be super excited for all the new Star Wars games, but they just didn't show any of them.
Oh, that was the other one, Mass Effect, which I know you're a giant fan of that series. They had a real chance to show something meaningful, and they really just didn't. I mean, they showed enough to make me go, oh, I can't wait to be back in that universe. If they make it open worldy, I'm really excited. Like, there's a lot about that looks very promising, but it is so surface level.
Yeah.
And I don't have any meat there. It's just nothing yet. I don't know what characters we've got. I think there's a lady involved. Seems some kind of like big shippy stuff going on. They're on the planet doing something with the dune buggy unit thing, kind of like the first game. So there's some stuff I recognize, and the ships look cool. And I don't know if it's Shepherds Anywhere or not, or what the deal is. Like, we don't know. Yeah. But that's not enough when you're trying to really sell me on like what's coming out this year or early next year. So I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. But anyway, yeah, Bethesda, good job, guys. Tomorrow we'll have coverage for, oh, shite. What's happening tomorrow? Microsoft, 9:30 specific. We're going to be here, specific myself, Patrick Beja, possibly John. We're trying to figure that out tonight. And then later in the day, at what time? Sony at 6 o'clock. Is it my time or your time is 6 o'clock? 7 o'clock here?
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find the schedule. I had it up because I thought, hey, we might talk about this, and now I can't.
Tomorrow's your big day, though. Monday's that big hairy one with your two big dudes. Tuesday, you get your Nintendo video, but that's expected to be pretty much Zelda wall to wall. I don't even know how much coverage we'll have of that, but
I got it.
You got it? What is it? What time?
All right. So this is all Pacific Standard Time. 9 a.m., we got Microsoft.
Yeah.
12:30 p.m., we got Ubisoft.
I have 9:30 down here for Microsoft for some
reason. You know what? These are times when streams are actually like starting. I should add 30 minutes to it because they're all starting early. So yeah, 9:30 for Microsoft. It'll be 1 for Ubisoft, 5:30 for Sony.
Yeah.
And that's what we got tomorrow. So well, the PC press conference is tomorrow. I don't know what time that's at.
I may have that here. PC gaming at... Okay, that one's in the middle of the day before Ubisoft. That one is at 11:30 Pacific, so 12:30 my time. I believe we will be covering that. And then Ubisoft is shortly after that. It's like 5 hours of stuff tomorrow. We did this last year. Damn it, we're doing it again. It's going to get a little weird. So... what else? That's it. And then, you know, we got some stuff Wednesday, but for the most part, things will be wound up. And then Wednesday, planning on doing some podcasty stuff that'll sort of round up all the big stuff. And then the rest of the week is really just people on the floor playing demos and, you know, reporting back. So anyway, thanks for joining us live, everybody, in the chat room. You guys are awesome. And this is also going to be up on the audio feed, so if you prefer to get it there, we'll have it there. If you want the video, I'll have it on YouTube shortly after this as well. I think that's everything. Find John on Twitter, John_Jagger. John, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think that's it. It was fun.
Yeah, always fun, always good. May all of you find something to like in this year's E3 coverage here on Frog Pants and elsewhere. And we'll see you later. Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.